second half. Both teams come out with their original starting five. And Bemidji State will begin on the alternate possession with a basketball. Sidney Czar for Bemidji State on the right side to Bachman. Bachman cross-court pass to Wolhau. Wolhau to Meyer, top of the key. Meyer spins into the lane, back out to Wolhau in the corner. She dribbles down the baseline. Shot from 6 feet is good. Claire Wolhau with her first two. Beavers down 28-17, 9:30 to go, third quarter. Bulldogs with the basketball. Left corner to Stark. Stark passes inside to Thiessen. Thiessen outside on the right side to Simonette. Simonette top of the key, Thiessen. Left side, Stark. 10 to shoot. Cross court pass to Simonette. She dribbles into the lane out to Thiessen. Top of the key, three is good. Mason Thiessen, her first three. And it's 31-17 in favor of Duluth. 9 minutes to go, third quarter. Sid Czar on the left wing, now to Brooklyn. Bachman left side, cross court pass to Wolhau. Wolhau into the lane, all the way to the basket. No good, but a foul on Duluth. Katie Stark with the foul. That's her third, team's first, and she'll come out, replaced by Sarah Groh. Claire Wolhau at the line for a couple of free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Lakes Market and Liquor Store, where the large assortment of beer, wine, and liquor, as well as specializing in an ever-growing offering of wines, craft beers, and specialty spirits. First free throw is good from Claire Wolhau, line to the right. Second is also good. Claire now with four, and she's kind of been the focus of the offense first two possessions for the Beavers, and so we'll see if that continues. Simonette on the right wing for Duluth. Top of the key, Thiessen. Left side, Olsen. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Taylor Bray. She outlets to Trinity Meyer. Meyer hands off to Wolhau. Sydney Czar now with a basketball for the Beavers. Into the lane, all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Sydney Czar now with four. Duluth leads 31-21, 8:10 to go. Third quarter. I'm okay, folks. I'm hanging in. Duluth with a basketball. Thiessen has her pass stolen away by Meyer. Trinity Meyer all the way to the basket. Puts it up and in. Beavers on an 8-3 run here to start the third quarter to make it 31-23 in favor of Duluth. 7:45, third quarter. Simonette top of the key, right side call. Hands off to Thiessen near the center circle. 10 to shoot. Thiessen into the lane, back outside to call. Call on the dribble into the lane. Her shot is good. Sydney Czar was there on defense and had a hand on the ball, but the ball found its way into the basket. Duluth leads 33-23, 7:20, third quarter. Meyer has the ball stolen away by Simonette. Simonette passes underneath to Call, who misses the layup, and then Call commits a foul on the rebound in frustration. Second personal on Call, second on the team. Gabby DuBois in the game for the first time for Bemidji State. 5'10 junior from West Fargo, replacing Claire Wolhau and Rachel Hadela in for Taylor Bray for the Beavers. Meanwhile, Taylor Schneider's on the floor. Simonette on defense out top, fouls Trinity Meyer. Simonette's first foul, third on the team. Duluth up 33-23, 7:03 to go, third quarter. Beavers with a basketball, hands off to Meyer. Meyer into the lane, passes right side Hadela. Her shot from six is good. Rachel Hadela, who scored the first time she was on the floor and hasn't scored since until now, has four. And the Beavers are down eight, 33-25, 6:40, third quarter. Top of the key, Simonette. Passes right side to Thiessen. Thiessen back to Simonette, left side. Back to the top of the key, Thiessen. Right side, Schneider. 10 on the shot clock. Stolen away by Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman out in front of the field, all the way to the basket. She puts it up. It's blocked from behind. Brooklyn slowed down, trying to get her dribble and her feet together for a layup, and It allowed Mason Thiessen to catch up from behind and block the shot. Beavers with the ball, 25 on the shot clock. Bachman top of the key. Outside Czar on the right wing. Sydney Czar in the lane, all the way to the basket. Puts it up, no good. Rebound. Hadla puts it up, no good, but a foul on Duluth. Well, Bemidji State has come out with a little more pizzazz, a little more oomph, if you will, here in the third quarter, but they're still down eight. Foul called on Sarah Groh. That's her second, team's fourth. Hadla at the line for two free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Cenex, propane, refined fuels, the country store, Cenex C store, and A&W. Free throw is good. And by Acme Tool, do your best work. Hadla, second free throw, line to the right. Is good. Hadla now with six. Tatum Rhodes checks in for Simonette for Duluth. Olson, Thiessen, Rhodes, Groh, and Schneider for the Bulldogs. Schneider on the left wing with the basketball. Now to Rhodes. Rhodes looks inside for Olson. Olson on the block against Du Bois. She's double teamed. Back out to Rhodes. Rhodes with the basketball. Passes in the lane. It's knocked away. Eight to shoot. Thiessen grabs it for Duluth. Five on the shot clock. Thiessen, top of the key. Three is good. Mason Thiessen now with six. And it's 36-27 in favor of Duluth. Bachman all the way to the basket and has her shot blocked and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Beavers. 21 on the shot clock. 5:34 to go in the third. Beavers still down 9, 36-27. A lot more urgency in the way that they're playing in the third quarter than the second, but they really need to get back into it here. Trin Meyer's shot is short and out of bounds. Was not touched by Duluth, apparently. It was just short, and no foul was called. That's odd. But Duluth gets the basketball, leading 36-27, 5:20, third quarter. Olson on the dribble right wing, top of the key to Rhodes. Rhodes left side to Thiessen. Thiessen down on the left block to Groh. Groh against Hadla, back out to Olson, top of the key. Olson into the lane, she's double teamed. Took an extra step and there was no call. No call for the travel, but the ball goes in anyway. And Duluth leads 38-27. Ball's knocked away at the other end by Schneider. Schneider still with the basketball all the way to the basket. She's fouled by Sydney Czar to prevent the layup. I don't know how they did not call a travel on the last trip down, but they didn't. And that'll take us to our media timeout. 4:51 remaining in the third quarter. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score, Duluth 38, Bemidji State 27 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Okay, we're at 3,500 feet. You ready?
Of course. I just enrolled in ePay from Otter Tail Power Company. Managing my account is so easy. And ePay is available on my phone anytime, anywhere, even way up here.
Go, go, go.
Try something new.
Free, easy, mobile. Woo-hoo! Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company.
Warm up with the new Sriracha Cheese Curds at your Bemidji Co-op Cenex North Convenience Store. Or make it a meal anytime with the new Papa Burger Combos. And in the store, Piccadilly Pizzas, two slices for $4. And ham and cheese sandwiches, two for $3. Stop in and start your day with a hot cup of coffee. Fuel up with quality Cenex fuels. And keep the salt off your vehicle with our touchless car wash at your Bemidji Co-op A&W Cenex North Convenience Stores at the junctions of Urban and Ann Street.
Back at the Ray Sport and Marine Mobile broadcast booth inside the Romano Gymnasium. 4:51 to go, third quarter, and at the line for a couple of free throws is Taylor Schneider. Beaver basketball brought to you by Choice Therapy, your life, your health. Choose Choice Therapy. First free throw is good, and by Donlinger GM Chevy, find new roads. Another free throw now, line to the left for Schneider. It's no good, but Bachman was in early. So Schneider will get another free throw. Brooklyn just kind of leaned and lost her balance and Stepped in the lane before Schneider took the shot. So another one for Schneider is up and no good. Rebound to Bois for Bemidji State. She outlets to Sydney Czar, who dribbles through the center circle. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Beavers down 39-27. Wolhow on the left wing, inside to Bray. Bray heads toward the basket, puts it up, and in. Taylor Bray, 7 points. Beavers back within 10, 39-29, 4:25, third quarter. Rhodes on the right wing, over on the right side now to Schneider. Schneider on the right block to Groh. Groh turns around against Bray, shot from 6 feet, no good. Gabby Dubois with a rebound for Bemidji State. She passes to Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman across the timeline to Claire Wolhow. Wolhow right side to Dubois. Gabby Dubois down to the right block, back out to Czar, top of the key, right side Wolhow. Now Dubois in the corner. Long cross-court pass, too long, is stolen by Rhodes. Tatum Rhodes against Sydney Czar. Rhodes throws it up, hoping for a foul. Didn't get the call. Bachman with a rebound. Out left to Czar. Ahead to Wolhow, to Bray. And Bray cannot control the pass. It goes out of bounds and over to Duluth. Peyton call back in for Duluth, replacing Brooke Olson. Beavers now 13 turnovers. That was kind of the magic number. Less than 13 is what Coach DeVille was hoping for, and they're at 13 right now. Duluth with the basketball, leading by 10, 39-29. Shot from the corner from Simonette. Long two-pointers, no good. Bray with a rebound for the Beavers. She outlets to Sydney Czar. Czar right side to Dubois. Dubois to Czar on the left wing. Czar looks inside for Bray. Bray heads toward the basket. Shot is blocked by Groh and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Beavers. 15 on the shot clock, 3:16 to go third. Meyer and Hadela in, Dubois and Bray out for the Beavers. Trent Meyer to inbound to the right of the Beaver basket. Into Hadela. Hadela heads toward the basket. She puts it up from 4 feet, no good. Groh with a rebound for Duluth. Long pass ahead to Call. Call heads to the basket, her shot no good. Simonette rebound, outside to Groh. Free throw line shot, no good. Hadela rebound, Bemidji State. She hands it off to Trin Meyer. Meyer passed to Bachman in Brooklyn. Bachman ducked out of the way, thinking it was intended for someone else, and another turnover for the Beavers. Schneider will check out. Simonette back in for Duluth. 14 turnovers now on the Beavers. Call hands off to Simonette. Thiessen near the center circle. Thiessen on the dribble, back to Call on the right wing. Call, top of the key to Simonette. Simonette around a screen. Back over to Call on the right wing. Simonette top of the key, 10 on the shot clock. Simonette into the lane against Hadela. Hadela holds her own. Back to Thiessen, who puts it up from 6 feet, no good. Rebound tipped around. Groh grabs it and puts it up and in. Sarah Groh with 10. And it's 41-29 in favor of Duluth. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Wolhow passes to Bachman on the right wing. Bachman still on the dribble. One on two. Back out to Czar, left wing. 10 to shoot. Czar to Bachman on the right wing. Bachman weaves through the bodies to Hadela. Hadela to the basket. Bodies all over the floor. No call. And the ball on the floor scooped up by Duluth. Call passes ahead left side to Simonette. Now top of the key, Thiessen for a three. Back of the rim, no good. Czar rebound from Bemidji State. 1:40 to go in the quarter. Beavers down 41-29. Beavers had 15 points in the first half. They got 14 so far here in the third quarter. Bachman top of the key. 10 to shoot. Bachman into the lane. She's grabbed. And a foul on Duluth. It is on Tatum Rhodes. That's her first. Fifth on Duluth. So Brooklyn Bachman goes to the line for a couple of free throws. Taylor Bray checks back in. Coley Rezebeck back in. Hadela and Wolhow out for the Beavers. Bachman's first free throw back of the rim, no good. Beaver basketball brought to you by Pepsi Nye Bottling. Nye Bottling has always taken great pride in the partnership with community events throughout the area. Second free throw for Bachman. Bounces around the rim and in. Brooklyn now with 5 points. Beavers down 41-30. 1:15 to go, third quarter. Duluth with the basketball. Rhodes on the left wing. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out right side for Schneider. Schneider dribbles into the free throw lane. Back out to Rhodes. Rhodes to Schneider in the corner for a three is good. Taylor Schneider with 4 points. And it is 44-30 in favor of Duluth, under a minute to go in the quarter. Bachman into the lane, heads toward the basket, lays it up, no good. Rebound to Simonette for Duluth. Simonette with the basketball all the way to the other end, puts it up and in, and an offensive foul is called on, not on Simonette. Mason Thiessen is called for an illegal screen. And so that gives the ball to Bemidji State. Tatum Rhodes will check out for Duluth. And like Call will check back in. Bray on the left wing with the basketball underneath to Bachman. Bachman to the basket, puts it up and in. Taylor Bachman, or Taylor Bray to Brooklyn Bachman, who has 7. 44-32 in favor of Duluth. Shot clock off, 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Thiessen will hold the basketball and dribble near the center circle. Now Czar comes out to defend. Thiessen, 8 on the shot, 8 in the game clock. Down the lane, has it knocked away. Groh grabs it, gets it over to Schneider. Schneider dribbles toward the basket, puts it up side of the rim, no good, and that will end the third quarter. We've played three quarters in Duluth. Bulldogs lead 44-32. That's your DS Beverages Bud Light score on the Beaver Radio Network.